Verulam Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello again and welcome to another Verulam Sport Podcasting. And I tell you what, you just know, don't you? You just accept it. It's what we do. We love following the Saints, the mighty Saints of St. Albans City Football Club. And now we are really lucky. This is the first one for us, the first one for you listening in. They have got a new head of communications, Tony Colborne, here. And he's on the line to introduce himself and to let us know about one or two quite juicy announcements. So, Tony, welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. How are you doing?
Thanks very much, Tony. Yes, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Perfect. And for me, great to talk with you. We love following the Saints. We really, really do. Excited to learn a little bit more about this big announcement. But just ahead of that, Tony, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved now as, I guess, Chief Comms Operative at the Saints?
Yeah, well, I suppose I am. Yeah, I suppose that's a little bit highfalutin for we're not exactly a global corporation yet, but you never know. Watch this space. I'm semi-retired, so I came out of my business almost a year ago now. And one of the reasons was because I wanted to do something more in my local community. My business interests were elsewhere. I really didn't have much involvement with what was going on the ground in St. Albans. I was looking for volunteer opportunities. This one came up. The club really is run by volunteers, to be honest. You know, there are guys there all day, every day, making the place tick, and they do an absolutely fantastic job. They've spent a lot of time focusing on today, and I suppose the gap that I saw there was that we need to do a bit more thinking about tomorrow, really. So my role is about it's about organisation, it's about structure, and it's about drive, because we've got we're very ambitious. One of the things that I found quite surprising, actually, when I got involved was kind of the presence that the club has within the town is not really quite as strong as I think it should be. A lot of work to do, but they've got a really, really good structure in place. A lot of great stuff happening, and I'm really looking forward to the future.
So, I'm really appreciating your passion there, Tony, already. I think maybe not today a global corporation, but who knows what the future holds, and we're going to support you guys every step of that journey. Anyway, though, supremely exciting news, and what a relationship you've developed now with New Kit Supply, who are bona fide internationally recognised. It's the mighty guys at Hommel, famous, of course, for providing the kit to Everton next season, the likes of Real Madrid, Spurs, and, of course, they're Danish. Everybody can remember when Denmark shook up the world in 1992, I think, Euros. Again, Hummel associated. So what a great connection. It's going to be very exciting times, I'm sure. Tell us about this partnership and how it came to be.
Well, I wasn't really instrumental in putting the deal together, I have to confess. That was underway, and there were other suppliers in the running whilst the negotiations were going on. We had a really fantastic team at our end handling that. Mm-hmm. There are various reasons, obviously some of them commercially sensitive, why eventually we chose Hummel. But you're absolutely right, what a brand. We, you know, it's a real step up for us in terms of prestige. It gives us an opportunity to access, frankly, a global marketplace. We keep using that word global, don't we? But frankly, a global marketplace when it comes to merchandising. But the real thing about that for me is it's a real statement of intent about where we want to take the club. All credit to our previous supplier, but these guys are a true global player. And, you know, we're absolutely delighted to have been able to make that announcement. And there will be other announcements coming along similar sort of lines, you know, that again, show how we're driving things forward. The guys are absolutely, you know, delighted to have heard about this. We've got kit coming for City Youth. We've got kit coming for our academy sides. And they're just absolutely, you know, chomping at the bit to get their hands on the kit. You know, we can't wait to see it and you know, really, really excited.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Because you know this, I'm sure, from a business perspective. There are these things like these one percenters that sometimes make a strange difference over the fullness of time. You look smart, you feel smart, you have a Hommel kit, you all of a sudden have that prestige associated with Aston Villa, Everton, Denmark, goodness me, Real Madrid. I think this is a really, really powerful, as you say, statement of intent.
Yeah, yeah. We want the players to feel that they're valued, and we want our fans to feel that we value the players. And you know, it's an investment for us in the future, but also in next season. And hopefully, as I said, you know, from a commercial point of view, we'll get some rewards for that along the way as well. So yeah, we're really stoked about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's phenomenal. What I do like as well, again, tapping into this global possibility. Although I like the fact there was still a local element with Henry Tilly Sports Limited, based at Ronson's Way in our own St. Albans, providing the embellishments. I think they're also going to be working to supply kit to local teams, including the wonderful City Youth FC. So what Absolutely. A wonderful 1-2 combination you've secured there with this global recognised entity in Hommel and still that kind of men of the people, St. Albans focused aspect to it. I think that's a wonderful vision that's coming together almost, again, not by magic, because these things take a lot of hard work as we
have. Yeah, and I'm really glad you mentioned that, Tony. That those local commercial partnerships are what makes this club tick. You know, I mentioned the volunteers, but you know, those commercial partnerships are just as important. They always have been. We've seen absolutely superb support again from our sponsors as we lead up to the new season. We've made some announcements recently about those, which I expect you've seen. But yeah, Henry Tilly, you know, we've had a lot of work going on at the ground over the summer within social distancing rules and so on and so forth. And all of those operations have been supported by local businesses. Too many to mention, unfortunately, here. But yeah, you know, that kind of community partnership is what the club's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to touch upon now these crucial partnerships, because at any level, in any business, and of course, there's no getting away from it, football is eminently a business these days and, you know, has to be considered as such. But it's at any business level, it is partnerships that make the wheels go round. And I think you've, like Alanson's been busy reacquiring players, the team and the all behind the scenes been very busy reacquiring local partners, local sponsors again, and they are absolutely instrumental into all things St. Albans. I think there's been an absolute raft of them recently, all announced. Wilmot Dixon again renew Saints partnership. I think Handels Banken partner again with the Saints. EP Electrical and Mechanical Services, all St. Albans based, all aware of what the club is, what it's striving to become. Just talk to me a little bit about how critical these reacquisitions of partnerships, again, at this local community ethos is and will continue to be.
Well, it's absolutely crucial. But sorry, just to backtrack and pick you up on something you said there, Ian has played a big part in those deals as well. You know, it's something that he's very, very good at. And we're lucky to have his expertise on the pitch and off the pitch, quite frankly. Yeah, I mean, you know, we are first and foremost a community club, and that means working with local companies and with local charities. And if our plans come to fruition, and if I have anything to do with it, I'm sure they will. Then that's what it's all about. It's all about giving back to the community. Ultimately, we want to create an entity where we have a surplus of resource which we can share with everybody. Right now, that's not necessarily the case. And so, yeah, we do rely on these local businesses to support us. But I think it's true to say that that's because they have bought into what we're planning for the future. Without, you know, necessarily giving any secrets away. And they've seen that the great things that are coming down the line. So we're absolutely delighted to have them on board. But you're right, you know, it's a shame, but it is a business. And you do have to grow. And if you don't grow, then you wither on the vine. And you know, we won't be here for the fans and the supporters that we've had for many, many years, unless we treat it like a business on occasion. Unfortunately, we're a little bit hamstrung in terms of what our income streams are right now, because unlike a lot of football clubs, most of it comes from what happens on match day. Mm-hmm. So if it wasn't for those sponsors and those community business partnerships, we really wouldn't be able to run the club. So I completely agree with you. It's fantastic news. And every time one of those sponsorship deals gets taken out, we make sure that we shout about it, which is probably where you've seen it, because they are so important to us.
No, absolutely critical, and long may that be the case. And as I say, we are always aware of just how almost the Saints fight above their weight in many ways, because a lot of teams in the league have massive backing. They've come from maybe drop down the leagues or what have you. Saints simply don't have that. What they do have is a wonderful spirit and a wonderful commitment. And I'm sure that we will witness over the coming seasons this coming to real fruition. So it must be exciting times for everybody there at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the, that you talk about spirit, you know, I call it passion. And I saw that, you know, the minute I walked in the door. Yeah, absolutely. From the owners, from the volunteers, from the club secretary, from, you know, the football management staff. You're absolutely right. We have a fantastic spirit, a fantastic team spirit. And, you know, maybe it feels like we've been punching above our weight, but I think everybody will agree that we deserve it. And, you know, with what we've got planned coming down the line, I think we'll start to feel a bit more comfortable in our own shoes from that perspective.
Tell you what, honestly, it's very exciting times. And one of the things, again, just taking us where we are now, again, largely voluntary driven, done out of love, out of passion, okay? Yeah. And that's beautiful intrinsically. But every now and again, Tony, I think it's wonderful when this passion and this enthusiasm is shown its due rewards. And it's been a bump a few times, hasn't it? The end of June's Hertfordshire FA Grassroots Awards, community partner city, St. Edmund City, you've picking up two awards. Again, yeah, another brilliant year of work. I think their development managers, Anthony Gosling, Charlie Boswell, were presented with, and I love this award, We Only Do Positive Award. And I think this is almost maybe the jewel in the crown of this kind of local level grassroots awards. Grassroots Project of the Year for what City Youth have done in response to the CV19 pandemic. Again, just embodying almost and crystallizing this wonderful spirit. And as I say, Tony, it is done out of love. It is all about passion. It is all voluntary. But it is, I think, nice, therefore, when the due respect and rewards are given. That must have been a great evening for the club.
It really was. And again, once again, that's not something that I can take any credit for. But our ties with St Albans City Community Youth FT are very, very strong. We share a lot of what we do and a lot of what we're doing with them. And actually, you know, that's again part of the reason why I got involved, really. As I said, it's about what we feed back into the community, and they are a very strong community partner, if not our strongest. Those ties, you know, may become even stronger if our academy plans to come to fruition. So we are all really, really delighted to see that, and congratulations to all the guys here. They work tirelessly all day, every day.
Tell you what, Tony, exciting times for St Albans Football Club in the here and now. I know you've got big plans to take these wonderful foundations and really develop them. The wonderful Hummel relationship, again, with that international prestige, which is absolutely phenomenal. Really, really exciting times. But I know everybody listening in will be very keen to learn. I know it's all subject to change. I know nothing's set in stone at the moment. Can you give us just a little bit of an update of what everybody's working towards on when we can expect to see that kit launched for real with the return of the league? Just a little bit of an update there.
Yeah, we the honest answer is we don't know. It's the subject of some discussion between the FA and the league and the government, to be honest. We don't know. We're watching this space like most people. Our planning assumption is the 12th of September. So everything that we're doing is working towards football starting again at Clarence Park round about that date. We've been doing a huge amount of work on the ground, obviously, to accommodate social distancing and all the sorts of things that we've got to do there. And frankly, giving it a lick of paint. The ground is looking absolutely fantastic. The pitch is looking absolutely fantastic. It's a shame that, you know, we haven't got any off-season events where we can share that with people. It'd be great for them to be able to see what's been done there by a fantastic team of volunteers. But yeah, 12th of September is our planning assumption.
We'll look towards that, and I know well before then, Tony, I'm sure, knowing you as I'm coming to get to know you, I think there will be one or two announcements. I think it really is exciting times. So we will watch this space. And now in this space, though, where there is this vacuum, I guess the social media side of things and the website as a hub becomes even more critical to keep that engagement. Just reminders, I'm sure most people listening know, I'm sure they check it out every day, but just reminders in case that isn't the case, what's the best website and social media means to engage with the Mighty Saints?
Well, we've got a Twitter feed, we have Instagram, we have a website. Whatever people prefer, it's now, as part, as I said, I was brought in to bring some organisation and some structure to things. The linking between all of those wasn't necessarily what it should have been in the past. Again, not because anybody was doing anything wrong, but it was just needed a bit of organization. Now we're really firing on all cylinders. So some people prefer to communicate via Facebook, some people prefer Twitter, some people prefer Instagram. We're covering all the social media platforms. We have an app as well, which we developed and we released last season. That's going to play a bigger part in what we do going forward, because it can be used to disseminate information as well as buy tickets in advance, which was its original intended purpose. So whatever people prefer, we'll make sure, you know, you saw the release that we put out earlier. Whatever people prefer, they'll be able to access what they need to know about the Saints through whatever platform they're comfortable with.
And of course, here on Verulam Sport Podcasting and Radio Verulam, we love following the Saints. We will continue to promote them. We'll post as we do, and we will always, when the season, fingers crossed, returns, aiming for September 12th, follow the Saints home and away. So make sure you engage with us here on Verulam Sport Podcasting and on 92.6 FM. For me, though, tonight, Tony, what can I tell you? I love your vision. I appreciate your energy. I know it's going to be exciting times. I can tell you're a man who really has a massive aspiration for this great community club. And I'm excited already to discover and unearth this continuing journey that I'm sure you're going to be instrumental in leading. Thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you too, Tony. Yes, as I said, exciting things coming up. So look forward to sharing those with you.
You're a top man and a master of the art of a good tease, which we love on Verulam Sport Podcasting. Fabulous stuff. As I say, we're super excited, Tony. Once again, appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.